Mass. It was there in the room. 100 spaces, like Fox's fruit sweets. She cut her teeth on them. For all the shock and dead dad and bloodhead hoo-ha, it was this room that gave her sensation. Sweet, bright shivers, slivers like a bowed violin, like a bow drawn across rosin. She'd watched Athena often enough at practice with her horsehair tail, and it was those notes, chromatic scales, that sang in her now. The room was so white, it was like floating. Glaciers carved about her bluely, gold with the setting sun, ice green, and Sedna's labial purple. Each with its crenellations, masses produced in volume, from volume, air transformed to resonance. She had read that Kandinsky believed each colour corresponded to a note. Oh, to be inside that piano. And here she was. Athena was off somewhere or other, chatting to the guide, threading herself between cow, dancing with the Chapman's squirmific mannequins. Mud took photos of her girls with Yinka Shonabare's "How does a girl like you get to be a girl like you?" Medusa wants that question on a t-shirt, wants to wear it to Freshers Week and shut every stupid question in the mouth, but settles at the gift shop for the black-on-black sensation with its sleeved orange flare, that little niggle to remind her how she wanted Rachel Whiteread's perfect bonbons on her tongue and the tooth rot of lickable art.